Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Yeah, you heard it right. Just make sure Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points and you can double your money. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Thomas Frank Carr, giving us his expert analysis of the Wisconsin Badgers this Saturday at noon. Penn State is in Madison to take on those Badgers. In quarter number one, T. Frank, we took a look at the Wisconsin offense and how Penn State's defense might attack them. Let's turn it around. Let's look at the Wisconsin defense. Give me some names of players that Penn State fans should be aware of on this Wisconsin defense.
So, again, I spoke with Jay Kokoroski, who's a Wisconsin insider, earlier this week, and he told me something that I was a little bit surprised by, that their outside linebackers, their linebackers in general, can be, he thinks, All-American candidates, the best they've had in a long time since Connor Orr and a couple years ago when they were very good at that position. They have the ability, I think, to get pressure and to be aggressive in the front seven. So that's going to be a huge part of this game. And I've said time and time again, they're talented along the offensive line. They've got a very good offensive line coach in Phil Troutwine. This is just such a hard task out of the box, because this is a very good Wisconsin front, and it's a Wisconsin front that's changing some stuff up again, kind of like the offense, evolving with the times a little bit more, and you might have a more aggressive front seven. We'll get to that in a minute, but those outside linebackers, you've got two guys on the right side with Juice Scruggs and Caden Wallace that are relatively young starters. Now, you have a potential, I think, All-American candidate tackle with Rasheed Walker. But does the rest of the offensive line play up to that level? Do they play up to their recruiting level or to their experience level? And when you've got Jack Sanborn, who's a senior, you've got Leo Chenal, who's a junior, you've got Noah Burks, who's a senior, a super senior. Those are three guys, veteran, nasty, and experienced. And then Nick Herbig on the outside. Your linebackers for Wisconsin are going to be very good and challenging for the Penn State offensive line. And we know what happens historically, based on the evidence, to what Sean Clifford does when he's under pressure. So that's going to be a big factor in this game. And then again, talked about it on the offensive side, they have so many players on this team that came back for their fifth and sixth year. Theon Hicks is a senior. He's a corner. Caesar Williams is a senior. Colin Wilder and Scott Nelson are both seniors. Both are sixth-year players that are coming back for their COVID year. So the question is, are they that talented and they decided to come back because of COVID, or are they good players that are veteran and savvy, but Penn State's offense with their skill positions and explosive talent, you know, win on the talent level? I always have a question about guys that are there for their fifth or sixth year. It usually means that you couldn't go to the next level, and that kind of gives me an idea of your talent and physical abilities. That's going to be my question about this secondary is, where do they fall on that spectrum of, did COVID disrupt their plans for the next level, kind of like Brisker and Tariq Castro-Fields? Or are they more on the other side, where they're guys that, you know, are coming back to win a championship because they know that their highest level of football is Wisconsin? So that's going to be a big thing for me. But either way, they're veteran players in a secondary that is historically very good. So even if they are not those highly talented players, they are Jim Leonard, their defensive coordinator, has gotten more ball production out of his secondary over the last since 2016 than any other defensive coordinator in the Big Ten, and it's not even close. Even Ohio State doesn't have the level of interceptions and plays on the ball that Wisconsin does. So this is a very well-schooled defense, and they're going to get pressure, so it's a huge task for the Penn State offense.
All right, we're talking about Penn State, Wisconsin coming up this weekend. Don't forget the following weekend, first home game of the year, Penn State, Ball State. Go PSURV.com, having a special deal at their RV lot. Purchase one RV, get the second one for free. It's the two-for-one deal. You could go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for more information. All right, T. Frank, we're talking about Wisconsin's defense. We're talking about the veterans there, the very good linebackers. Now you're Mike Yurcich. You're the offensive coordinator for Penn State. We all know what we have there at quarterback with Sean Clifford. Ups and downs the last two seasons. A lot of really good specialty people, good wide receivers, good tight ends, good running backs. How does Penn State attack that Wisconsin defense?
So there's two things that I'd be interested in doing from a schematic standpoint. And the first goes back to something I hinted at a little bit earlier, is that Wisconsin is changing the way that their front three really operate along the offensive line of scrimmage. Is that before, they were a classic three down front with two gapping players on the defensive line. And what that means is you're playing both gaps on either side of you, you're absorbing double teams, you're holding up the line of scrimmage, and you're absorbing blocks. You're doing those little things that nobody notices sort of plays in order to free up the linebackers to go chase and tackle. From what I've been reading and what I've been understanding is they're gonna do less of that. They're going to do less two-gapping, and they're going to let those players be more aggressive. They're going to let them shoot gaps. They're going to let them, when they think they can, go after the football. And that is, as you've seen over time, the number of guys that have gone into the NFL from the Wisconsin front three specifically that then become good pass rushers outside of college. I think this is a good move for Wisconsin. They're going to be a little more dynamic up front. That being said, when you do that and you only have three down, there are some opportunities for run assignment busts. And that's where this outside zone for Penn State comes into play. If there are cutback lanes that open up because somebody shot a gap on the front side, and all of a sudden the offensive line washes the line down, and you can cut back and you can get a big chunk of yardage because of that, that is an opportunity. And because of that, that's where those veteran linebackers come into play. Can they clean that stuff up? You know, that's going to be a big determining factor for me if there's that pop in the run game for Penn State with a good offensive line, talent-wise, and some very good running backs. That's an area where I think that's an even matchup, and Penn State can get some of those on the ground. The second thing is eliminate the front seven completely, and you do that with, again, RPOs, play action, roll the pocket, make it one-on-one football on the outside. Lean on your skill position players and do those things that basically turn football into ISO basketball. And if you can do that and your skill position players can win, because we know that they're very talented skill position players, you can eliminate a lot of that stuff up front simply by scheme. Now, you can't do that every play, and you're going to have to line up and throw the football at some point. But if you can get enough of those chunk plays because you did those two things on the ground and then off of that by play action or, you know, getting the ball into space, Penn State has an advantage there, I think, and that's an area they can attack.
Real quickly for the layperson, outside zone read now versus what they did previously. Real quick, tell us what that means.
So outside zone is, it's just a run blocking scheme. You've seen it even if you don't know what it is, where everyone runs to one side of the field. The offensive line and the running back all run to one side of the field. And then what it is, it's a zone blocking scheme. You're not assigned a man. You're assigned essentially a space on the field. Anyone that comes into that space, what you do is you go get that guy. And it's all based on gaps and things like that. You're trying to steal a gap on the defense by running to the other side of them and getting ahead of them. That allows for cutback lanes if people over-pursue on the defensive side of the ball, and then it allows for bootlegs. If you've ever watched the Denver Broncos, this is the Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan system that they made famous in the NFL. That's what Mike Yurcich runs more of than we've seen in the past for Penn State. So if you see guys, especially the running back, taking a hard angle towards the hash, towards the field, the boundary of the field, that's probably an outside zone play, and then you have an opportunity to stress the defense either way and make plays off of that. So that's what I'm looking for and why it might be effective. The other reason it might not be effective is that it's also you can make mistakes. If you are stressing yourself like that and you're overextending to get ahead of somebody, if they backdoor you, they cut behind you, or they just beat you up front, then you're running sideways more than you're running forward. And it can lead to more negative plays, but it can also lead to some big runs. And that's why a lot of teams employ it. If you become very good at it and you pair that with the inside zone, which looks the same but attacks a different part of the field, that's where you can get some big plays on the ground for the offense through the running game and through those scheme sort of things.
We've heard all year about Mike Yurcich and the hurry-up offense. Wisconsin is a ball possession type team. Does that make Penn State more likely to do more hurry up or less likely? How much of that are we going to see this week?
Well, if they hurry up into a three and out, that's not good. So that's especially against this team that, again, you just mentioned is a ball control offense that can lead to your defense being on the field the entire half of whatever half you're in. So you want to be judicious with that. But if you can get a first down, you can get them on their heels a little bit. You get them in a matchup that you like and they don't. And then you hit that repeatedly. You just attack like a shark. Then yes, that could be super effective. But if you try to go hurry up on second and nine and it's third and seven and you've taken 30 seconds off the clock, that can be a huge problem for your defense if that happens consistently. But then that just comes down to offensive production. Are you doing good things offensively? Are you getting your butt kicked or not? So that can kind of be a product of the other side of the coin of just simply the talent on the other side is beating you. But you can exacerbate that with the no huddle. But like I said, if they can get a couple good runs, if they can get a couple plays in space, if they use that two tight end set and then they can flex them out into space, you know, present a run front and then throw the football with your skill position players, that can be a time where you get those no huddle situations where then you get Brenton Strange in space one-on-one with a linebacker or Jahan Dotson or Parker Washington on a safety. You get those situations and you start hammering that. That's where you can make a lot of big plays with the hurry-up offense.
By the way, three and out, it's a bad thing. That's what makes you an expert, T. Frank. All right. 4.5-point spread. Penn State's an underdog. Game prediction, and if you have a bold prediction.
Oh, okay, quickly. Bold prediction is that Wisconsin wins by 2 touchdowns. My game prediction is that it's close going into the fourth quarter, but this is a veteran team, and I'm going to pick Wisconsin. Earlier this week, I'll hold with it 20-17, but I might push it 23-17 Wisconsin.
There you have it. He hates Penn State. T. Frank, yep. Next quarter, we're going to ask T. Frank. We're going to go to your questions. Stay tuned.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.